without much ado, I call upon Hazrat Mawlana Salamullah Sahib, all the from the Transvaal. He is one man for whom I have special place in my heart. Allah accept this young man. Allah protect him from hasad. And Allah make him maqbool, inshallah.
Innal hamdalillah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين وعن أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أغض عالما أو متعلما أو مستمعا أو محبا ولا تكن الخامسة فتهلك والخامسة أن تبغض العلم وأهله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, the gathering of the completion of the Quran is so sacred, blessed and momentous that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu used to say, من ختم القرآن ليلا صلت عليه الملائكة حتى يصبح. He who completes the Quran by night, the angels shower blessings upon him till the morning. وَمَنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنَ نَهَارًا صَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ حَتَّى يُمْسِي. And he who completes the Quran by morning, the angels shower blessings upon him till the evening. Now it is noteworthy at this juncture to reflect over the practice of Sahaba when completing the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, who we know Abu Usama, says, ma ra'aytu ahadan fil afaq. I haven't seen anyone more dedicated to acquiring the sciences of Islam than Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Someone asked Abdullah ibn Mubarak, law anna Allah awha ilayka annaka mayyitun al-ashiyya ma anta sani'un al-yawm. If you are told in the morning that these are the last hours of your day and you will be dying at this evening, how would you like to spend those last hours? Ask a grandfather, he'll say, bring my grandchildren to me. Sit with the whole family, get together, have a final meal, and then I'll move on. Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, أَتْلُبُ فِيهِ الْعِلْمِ. I would like to acquire the knowledge of deen and die in this condition. And hence the hadith that I quoted before you on the authority of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that try and become a scholar of deen, and if you cannot become a scholar, become a student of deen. And if you cannot become a student, then at least listen to them attentively. And if you cannot listen to them attentively, then love them all and don't become anything else. And that is to hate the scholars and deen, least you'll be destroyed. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says, regarding the practice of Sahaba, كانوا يستحبون أن يختم في أيام الشتاء في أول الليل. وفي أيام الصيف في أول النهار حتى تكون الصلاة عليهم أكثر. The practice of Sahaba to maximize the benefit and reap maximum reward was such, in the winter nights they preferred completing the Quran by night because the nights were longer, hence the blessings will be greater. And in the summer months they preferred completing the Quran in the morning because the day was longer, hence the blessings will be greater. Really, when it came to maximizing barakat, then this was the lot of Sahaba. When they seen some good coming, in Musnad Ahmad, there is a riwayat on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to visit Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. He knocks on the door and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Assalamu alaykum. Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu thought that this is an opportunity where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is invoking the blessings upon me. What a golden opportunity. So he answered in a very soft, discreet tone, which was not audible to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted for the second time, Assalamu alaykum. Again he answered in a very soft and discreet tone. Again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Assalamu alaykum. Again he answered in a very soft. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hear any reply, any audible reply, hence he continued greeting. After three times when he got no reply and no greeting, he left and he started walking away from the house. When Sa'd radiallahu anhu heard there was no further salams, he opened the door, he advanced, he embraced the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he welcomed him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'd, I greeted for the first time, I got no reply. He said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was replying. But I thought to myself, had I replied in an audible, loud way, you would have not greeted for the second time. So I said, this is my opportunity, let me maximize and capitalize on this opportunity. Hence I answered discreetly, softly, so that you can intensify and increase your salams. Really, if we understand, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made dua for a hafiz. And like Qari Sahib recited before us, the couplets of the poet came to mind, إِذَا تَسَاعَدَتِ الْمَقَادِرِ أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزِ بِالْقَادِرِ. When taqdeer becomes favorable, the helpless become helpful. When taqdeer becomes favorable, the helpless become helpful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made dua, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُمْ رَأَنْ سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي. You know, brothers, if you study the grammar and you try and explore the depth of the word nadhara, then perhaps anything and everything you need to ask and you ask and you ought to ask has been condensed and gathered in this word nadhara. Nabi alayhi salam has made dua for that person who takes his deen, memorizes it, commits it and promotes it. Even the disbelievers in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were conscious. In Tirmizi Sharif, on the strength of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, there is a hadith. كان اليهود يتعاطسون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the disbelievers used to come and sneeze before Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم with the hope that he'll say, يرحمك الله, may Allah have mercy on you. But obviously the reply there was, يهديكم الله, may Allah guide you. But even the disbelievers came, that if the word Rahima came from this blessed Nabi's mouth, then what do we lack? So really the love of Quran. In Qurtubi there is a riwayat on the strength of Anas radiallahu anhu, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَلْيُحِبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَلْيُحِبَّ أَصْحَابِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَصْحَابِي فَلْيُحِبَّ الْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ يُحِبَّ الْقُرْآنِ فَلْيُحِبَّ الْمَسَاجِدِ فَإِنَّهَا أَفْنِيَةُ اللَّهِ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ فِي رَفْعِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا مَيْمُونَةٌ مَيْمُونٌ أَهْلُهَا محفوظة محفوظ أهلها هم في صلاتهم والله عز وجل من ورائهم. He who loves Allah must love me, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And he who loves me must love my Sahaba. And he who loves my Sahaba must love the Quran. Must love the Quran. The famous hadith in Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched a group and he made one Sahabi in charge. And this Sahabi had a very strange, uncommon, peculiar habit, that in every rak'at he used to recite Surah Ikhlas. When the delegation returned, they presented this question to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that something very strange we observed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why are you asking me? Ask the person concerned. Saluhu li ayyi shay'in yasna. What is the wisdom why he read Surah Ikhlas? You and I might read it for convenience. He said, li annaha sifatur rahman. Because Surah Ikhlas describes my Allah and I love my Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُبُّكَ إِيَّاهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Your love for the surah passionately is sufficient for your entry into Jannah. Love for the Qur'an. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ الْقُرْآنَ فَلْيُحِبَّ الْمَسَاجِدِ. And if you love the Qur'an, then love the house of Allah. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ فِي رَفْعِهَا. Allah has commanded that it be established. مَيْمُونَةٌ مَيْمُونٌ أَهْلُهَا. The masajid and those that dwell in the masajid are blessed and protected. There is a sanctity of the masjid that we owe. Salim rahmatullah alayhi, the grandson of Umar radiallahu anhu, was making tawaf. The king of that time, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, comes to him and he says, oh Salim, if you have any need, let me know. So Salim rahmatullah alayhi looks at him and he says, How dare you expect me to present my material need to any creation in front of the Kaaba? So he apologizes, and as they start walking out, he seizes the opportunity. He comes again running to Salim rahmatullah alayh. And he says, my deepest apologies, I offended your sentiments in the sanctity of the Kaaba. But now that we are well outside the boundaries of the Kaaba, whatever you have, let me know. It's my pride and my privilege that I can be of assistance to you. So Salim rahmatullah alayh took a sigh and he said, what must I ask you? Must I ask you my material needs or my spiritual needs? So Abdul Malik ibn Marwan said, spiritual needs we have to ask you and we have to take your blessings and your dua. But materially speaking, there's nothing that you will ask me I won't able to put on the table for you. So Salim rahmatullah alayhi said, dunya I haven't even asked from Allah, where will I ask from you? Dunya I haven't even asked from Allah, where am I going to ask from you? Dunya tukhadi'uni ka'anni lastu a'rifu halaha. Dunya tukhadi'uni ka'anni lastu a'rifu halaha. Maddat ilayya yaminuha faqata'tuha wa shimalaha. Mana'al ilahu haramaha wa anajta nabtu halalaha. This world is coming deceiving me, and it's trying to beguile me and mislead me, as if I'm not familiar with its deception. Maddat ilayya yaminuha. It has presented before me a very appealing hand. It has presented before me a very appealing and striking hand. Allah gave me the ability. I did not only sever its right hand, I severed both its hands. مَنَعَ الْإِلَهُ حَرَامَهَا. My kind Allah only made the unlawful things forbidden, but He had given me the ability to abstain from both the lawful and the unlawful. So really the love of Quran has to come into us. What is the privilege of a hafiz? The riwayat of Bukhari, Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, on the occasion of Uhud, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجمع بين قتلى أحد. Now, first let's understand martyrdom itself. Then you will appreciate the virtue of a hafiz. Allah has revealed all the scriptures. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٍ. Allah says, we've revealed the Torah and in that there is guidance and light. And it is our belief after the Quran, the next kitab that enjoys merit is that of the Torah. Allah has praised the Torah in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So Allah says, we have revealed the Torah. Then Allah says, we have revealed وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. And the Torah in the Hadith Qudsi, three things are mentioned. كَتَبَ التَّوْرَاةَ بِيَدِهِ. That Allah wrote the Torah with His own hands. This is the mutashabihat, as it befits the majesty of Allah. Then Allah revealed the Injil. Allah revealed the Zabur. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. Every scripture was revealed by Allah. However, Allah took the responsibility of the preservation of the Quran only. And how fortunate are those individuals who form part of Allah's security measures to preserve this Quran. They have been recruited by Allah. They have been recruited by Allah. Just like Allah selected the Sahaba. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاخْتَارَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَبَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. This wasn't a coincidence that came in the choice of Nabi alayhi salam, but it was the sheer selection of Allah. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُوْ أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had not entertained the thought, that the Quran will come upon you illa rahmatan min rabbik. But it was the kindness of your Allah that this honorable selection came in your favor. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was burying the deceased and the martyrs of Uhud. One riwayat I read, when a martyr will stand up on the day of Qiyamah, lawnuhu lawnu damin wa rihuhu rihu miskin. The color will be blood, the smell will be musk. As he will advance, as the guest of Allah, everyone will have to give way. Nabi alayhi salam said, to such an extent that if Ibrahim Khalilullah is seated, even he will be politely asked to move so this martyr can advance. The riwayat of Mishkat Jillathani, we are speaking now of the martyrs of Uhud. لَمَّا أُصِيبَ إِخْوَانُكُمْ بِأُحُدْ. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your brothers were martyred in Uhud, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ أَرْوَاحَهُمْ فِي أَجْوَافِ طَيْرٍ خُضْرٍ. Allah placed their souls into birds. تَرِدُ أَنْهَارَ الْجَنَّةِ تَأْكُلْ مِنْ ثِمَارِهَا تَأْوِي إِلَىٰ قَنَادِيلْ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ فِي ظِلِّ الْعَرْشِ. Allah allowed them to eat from the fruits of Jannat, drink from the springs of Jannat, fly merrily beneath the throne of Allah. فَلَمَّا وَجَدُوا طِيبَ مَأْكَلِهِمْ وَمَشْرَبِهِمْ وَحُسْنَ مَقِيلِهِمْ. When they seen the hospitality that Allah afforded them, they could not resist it. They asked Allah, Allah, what has hospitality? Allah, what a privilege you have given us. Can we convey these sentiments to our brothers in this world so that they can also exert themselves and enjoy this great privilege? Allah replied, I will convey your sentiments via Jibreel on the tongue of my Nabi in the form of Quran. Allah revealed the verse, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Don't they consider the martyr as deceased. أحياء, they are alive. فرحين, perpetually glad. يرزقون, sustained by Allah. Now, the martyrs of Uhud shared the common sentiment of martyrdom. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let us combine two at a time and put them in one grave. But he would ask one question, أَيُّهُمَا أَكْثَرُ أَخْذًا لِلْقُرْآنِ. Tell me, between these two martyrs, who has memorized Quran more? فَإِنْ أُشِيرَ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَا قَدَّمَهُ فِي اللَّحَدِ. If it would be pointed out that they are both martyrs, both jannatis, but he knows Quran more, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, let him go down first. Let him go down first. Allah speaks about, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. Have you not seen how Allah has released the devils upon the infidels, inviting them and provoking them and inciting them towards vice? تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. You know, provoking them, inciting them. And hence this word, if you look at this verse of the Quran, Allah says, ذَرْهُمْ. I wish, you know, you can comprehend the majesty coming across in this verse. ذَرْهُمْ. Leave them alone. يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Let them eat. Let them party. Let them indulge. Let them womanize. Let them gamble. تَمَتَّعُوا. Exert and exhort, party and enjoy, you'll know it all. Wallah, this world is not created for a believer to indulge. So Allah says, تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. The devils are provoking and inciting. فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't hasten in asking for their destruction. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. We are just counting the period and the time to lapse. We have a stipulated time and the time has not yet lapsed. And we are counting. We are counting. A teacher has told his student that you need to present your work or present your subject or whatever related work he had. And the time hasn't yet come. And the teacher is fully acquainted that the student has not performed. But he doesn't take any action against him because the period of grace has not yet lapsed. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ. Allah says, we are counting. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابٌ وَلَا حَرَسُ فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْزُ وَالنَّفَسُ قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ. The poet says, you'll be snatched away from your beloved. Ikhtilas means you'll be snatched. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابٌ وَلَا حَرَسُ. No doorkeeper or security can prevent the angel of death. فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْزُ وَالنَّفَسُ. O foolish man, when every moment and every second has been counted, how do you find time to rejoice? The poet says, I read this couplet in this week, نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَ وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ نَمُوتُ وَلَا نَحْيَا. Every night we die and every morning we get up. But the day has to come where we will die by night and get up not by morning. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ نَمُوتُ وَلَا نَحْيَا. And what did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said? فَلَوْ أَنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا تُرِكْنَا لَكَانَ الْمَوْتُ رَاحَةَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَلَوْ أَنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا تُرِكْنَا لَكَانَ الْمَوْتُ رَاحَةَ كُلَّ حَيٍّ وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا سُئِلْنَا ذَا عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. If death meant the end of everything, then it would have been the desire of every man to die. But this is not the end, the chapter really commences. Sayyidina Ali said, أَنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ إِذَا مَا تُنْتَبَهُ. People are asleep, they will awaken when they die. So Allah says, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَفْدًا. When the pious will be brought before Allah as a delegation. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. And the transgressors and the criminals will be driven to Allah like thirsty cattle is driven. Brothers, if you look at the verses of the Quran where Allah describes the pious, then Allah also uses respectful terminology. Allah uses the term waft and Allah uses the word nahshur. And when Allah speaks of the criminals, Allah uses the word nasuq and Allah uses the word wirda. Then Allah goes to say this day will be so severe. La yamlikuna shafa'a. No one dare come and intercede before me for anyone. Illa man ittakhadha 'inda ar-rahmani 'ahda. With the exception of those with whom I have an agreement. Nobody comes and speaks to me. La tanfa'u ash-shafa'atu illa bi'idhni. Who is there that come and intercede before Allah on that day with the exception of those for whom Allah consents? Even the malaika, la yashfa'un illa liman irtada. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. In Ruhul Ma'ani it is written, under the commentary of this verse, that who is deserving of this privilege, under this ayah of Surah Maryam, it refers to that young boy who has memorized the Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is in the throes of death. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu comes to visit him. Really, these were people. إِنَّ الزَّمَانَ بِمِثْلِهِ لَبَخِيلُ هَيْهَاتَ أَنْ يَأْتِ الزَّمَانُ بِمِثْلِهِ إِنَّ الزَّمَانَ بِمِثْلِهِ لَبَخِيلُ حَلَفَ الزَّمَانُ لَيَأْتِيَنَّ بِمِثْلِهِمْ حَنَثَتْ يَمِينُكَ يَا زَمَانُ فَكَفِّرْ. Really the time cannot produce the likes of these sahaba. Fatal illness, on his way out, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu comes to visit him. مَاذَا تَشْتَكِي. What's the pain? What's the moan? What's the groan? You go and speak to any sick person, some will tell you my chest, some will tell you my heart, some will tell you my this, some will tell you. So Uthman radiallahu anhu asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what's the pain? He said, dhunubi. My sins is the pain. That haunts me. Madha tarju. What's the hope? You ask a sick man, what's the hope? The results must be clear. Madha tarju. What's the hope? Rahmat Rabbi. The mercy of my Lord. Amuru laka bi tabibin. Can I get a physician here? At-tabibu amradhani. The doctor is the being above. He's decided my sickness. Amuru laka bi'ata'in. Can I arrange some finance? He says, Uthman, I'm on my way out. What do I do with this money? Yakunu li banatika min ba'dik. Take it and give it to your daughters. At least it will satisfy your heart. It will soothe your feelings. That at least I left behind money in the hands of my daughters. And then I took my last breath. In that fatal illness, he got up. He said, أَتَخْشَى عَلَى بَنَاتِ الْفَقْرِ أَتَخْشَى عَلَى بَنَاتِ الْفَقْرِ. Have I understood your sentiments correctly, Uthman? Do you fear poverty for these daughters of mine? Listen, I have not introduced my daughters to my auditors, or to my accountants, or to my lawyer, or to my legal fraternity. I have introduced my daughters to the system of Allah. I have introduced my daughters and familiarized them with the pattern of Allah. I have left them, I've made them familiar. Inni amartu banati an yaqra'na kulla laylatin surat al-waqi'ah. Inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man qara'a surat al-waqi'ah kulla laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun abada. I told my daughters that listen, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, not once or twice but repeatedly, he who will passionately, adequately, promptly recite Surah Waqi'ah, poverty and penury will never come close to him. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is in the throes of death. Someone tells him, you haven't left behind anything for your children. He said, if they fear Allah, Allah will become sufficient for them. And if they don't fear Allah, why should I leave behind wealth for children who will abuse it and I'll suffer? If they don't fear Allah, and let me interject at this point. I want to discuss, but I will come to it later. But now that it flows in my mind, let me not spare it and say it with you. Ashaddul hasra yawm al-qiyamati thalatha. The worst regret on the day of Qiyamah will be for three people. Allah save us. To start off, the day of Qiyamah is the day of regret. Before we go to the worst regret. وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُذِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says the worst regret is the day of Qiyamah simply because there's no way to compensate your regret. There's nothing you can do as an atonement for the shortfall. So Qiyamah per se by itself is a day of regret. But then to the worst of regrets will be for three people. رَجُلٌ لَهُ مَمْلُوكٌ صَالِحٌ رَجُلٌ لَهُ مَمْلُوكٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَوْلَاهُ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. A person who has a pious, obedient, diligent, Allah-fearing slave. The slave will go into Jannat and the master will go into hell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَهُولُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَلَا يَنَالُهُمُ الْحِسَابُ هُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيبٍ مِّن مِسْكٍ حَتَّى يُفْرَغَ مِّن حِسَابِ الْخَلْقِ رَجُلٌ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَأَمَّ بِهِ قَوْمًا وَهُمْ بِهِ رَاضُونَ وَدَاعٍ يَدْعُو إِلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ وَعَبْدٌ أَحْسَنَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ وَفِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَوَالِيهِ. Let's simplify it. A boss and an employer and an employee. In this world you enjoyed superiority, authority, control, dominion over him. And on the day of Qiyamah you will not appear as the boss or he as the worker. As the Quran says, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا. You will have to leave your titles here. إِن أَنَا لَمْ أَفُزْ بِمُرَادِ سَعْيٍ إِن أَنَا لَمْ أَفُزْ بِمُرَادِ سَعْيٍ وَكَمْ مِنْ حَسْرَةٍ تَحْتَ التُّرَابِ. If I did not achieve my material objective in this world, what is the harm? Many achieved it and still left this world. Many failed to achieve it and they also left. So everybody appears as a servant before Allah. So the first regret will be for that person, whose slave will go into Jannat, but the master will go to hell. The second person, رَجُلٌ جَمَعَ الْمَالَ وَمَنَعَ مِنْهُ حُقُوقَ اللَّهِ. A person who amassed the wealth of this world, but he did not spend from that wealth as Allah wanted him to spend. Then he died. His heirs inherited the wealth that he left behind. And they spent it in a manner that Allah wanted them to spend. فَيَنْجُونَ بِهِ وَالَّذِي جَمَعَهُ فِي النَّارِ. So a wealthy man amassed a lot of wealth. He hoarded his wealth. He did not pay his zakat. The consequences of that was Jahannam. He left behind a handsome estate. His son, his brothers, they inherited from the legacy of the late person. They took the wealth which was accumulated by the sweat of the deceased. And they spent it as Allah wanted them to spend, and they earned Jannat for themselves, and the man who left the money behind, he is in Jahannam. Can you imagine the regret of that man? Hence Luqman Hakim told his son, La tudayya' malak wa tuslih mala ghayrik. Oh my son, don't be that foolish where you save the money of others and destroy your own. He said, my dad, will I ever do that? He said, فَإِنَّ مَالَكَ مَا قَدَّمْتَ. Well, let me just rephrase the definition of your wealth. Your wealth is what is by Allah. What you are looking after the wealth of others, not your own wealth. You are not taking care of your wealth. Your wealth is by Allah. And the third one, and that is the message to my hafiz, and I want to speak about that briefly. رَجُلٌ عَالِمٌ سُوءٌ يُحَدِّثُ النَّاسَ يَنْجُ النَّاسَ بِعِلْمِهِ وَهُوَ يَسِيرُ إِلَى النَّارِ. A young, talented boy, a scholar of deen, who advocates piety, who leads the congregation in salah. Tears roll from the eyes of those that are following behind him, yet his heart does not change and their hearts change. They will enter into Jannah, but this hafiz unfortunately will be destined for hellfire. The worst regret on the day of Qiyamah will be for those three people. Really, this honor that Allah has given, Salih alayhi salatu was salam, born in a noble house, in a noble family. People from his early days realized that this child's got a promise in future. Sayakunu lahu sha'nun. There is a promise in future in this boy. But obviously interpreted with the material eye, kam yakunu sururuhu yawma idhin. The joy and the skills of this boy is he will mount onto a horse. People will respect him, salute him, honor him, revere him. Wa arada Allahu ay yusharrifahu bin nubuwa. Wa hal fawqa dhalika karama. But Allah's future in relation to this child was different. Interpreted by the material eye that he will prosper materially. Allah's future was that Allah blessed him with nabuwat. Perhaps some of us had a different vision with these youngsters and had different opinions with these youngsters. But look at what Allah showed us regarding his intention. And I ask you, can there be a greater privilege than the memorizing of the Quran? Abadan, abada, they can never be. Really speaking, respected brothers and elders, today unfortunately across the board, there is gross negligence towards the obligations of the Quran. And that's what I really want to speak on. Both by the ordinary, the layman, as in the non-hafiz, and likewise by the hafiz and the scholar. Allah give us all the ability to understand what are the obligations of the Quran upon us and adequately implement those obligations. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be the complaint of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Can you imagine the court of Allah appearing before Allah? The argument revolves around the speech of Allah, the uncreated speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arguing. What is the argument? إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. My nation has deserted this Quran. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes that the first people upon whom this warning comes are the disbelievers who denied the Quran. Who denied the Quran. But the believers are not exempted from this warning. وَلِهِجْرَانِ الْقُرْآنِ سُوَرٌ. He writes, the Quran can be deserted on many fronts. And as I'll briefly run you through it, you will realize we are not guilty of one or two, but we're guilty of all. He says, عَدَمُ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. Not to take out time and adequately listen to the Quran is openly deserting the right of the Quran. Nabi Sassam told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, read the Quran. He said, كَيْفَ أَقْرَأْ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلْ. How can I read to you when this Quran was revealed to you? Nabi Sassam said, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. I love listening to the Quran from others also. I love listening to the Quran from others also. The same thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to Ubay radiallahu anhu, that recite the Quran. He said, كَيْفَ أَقْرَأْ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلْ. How do I read it to you when it was revealed to you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has instructed that I listen to the Quran from you. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Allahu sammani. Did Allah casually, informally say, listen to the Quran from anyone? Or was Allah specific in saying, listen to it from Ubay? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah was specific in saying that I must listen to it from you. And hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, learn the Quran from four people. Learn it from Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Learn it from Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa. Learn it from Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And learn it from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. These are the four people. And briefly, I will run you through the life of Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa. Every hafiz's spiritual lineage goes up to Salim radiallahu anhu. Every scholar's spiritual lineage goes up to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Study their lives and you will realize, oh Hafiz, you and I collectively are way off the mark. We are way off the mark. Nabi alayhi salam held the hand of Abu Bakr and he said, Siddiq wa la'an kalla wa rabbil Ka'ba. One side you Abu Bakr Siddiq and one side you curse. I swear by Allah, these two qualities can't be found in the same person. I say this fearing Allah sitting on the minbar of Nabi alayhi salam. One side you're a hafiz and one side you smoke. Kalla wa rabbil Ka'ba. One side your hair is spiked up and one side you carry Allah's Quran. Kalla wa rabbil Ka'ba. One side you hold a pill in your hand and you walk into a casino with the Quran of Allah. Kalla wa rabbil Ka'ba. One side you hold a napak woman in your hand and you walk around with the Quran of Allah. Kalla wa rabbil Ka'ba. I swear by Allah these two can't be found in the same person. O Hafiz of Quran, understand who you are. Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, تَعَلَّمُوا الْعِلْمَ مَا شِئْتُمْ فَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تَعْمَلُوا. Listen, learn, memorize, do what you want till you don't implement, you won't move an inch further. عدم الاستماع إلى القرآن من هجرانه. Not to listen to the Quran is deserting the Quran. Then how do you listen to the Quran? When Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam, Allah did not say fasma, Allah said fastami'a lima yuha. Going to the grammar of Baba Iftial, fastami'a lima yuha, Allah said listen with every organ of your body. Sufyan Thawri says knowledge comes with five, as-samtu, first you must learn to observe silence. First thing of knowledge is samt. Number two, al-istima, learn how to listen attentively. Learn to listen attentively. Number three, al-hifz, then you memorize. Number four, al-amal bihi, you practice upon it. And number five, nashruhu, you promote it. Then ilm has come. Then ilm has come. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Listen attentively. Allah speaks of the kuffar. They also heard the Quran, but they did not listen attentively. So they heard it from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet they were denied. If a person listens, but he doesn't listen correctly, never mind from a qari, they heard it from Nabi alayhi salam. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ إِذْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِذْ هُمْ نَجْوَى إِذْ يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. Every time they came to hear what ulterior motives to make different comments. Hence the Quran said, Unzur, see my Habib, كَيْفَ ضَرَبُوا لَكَ الْأَمْثَالِ. What nasty comments and titles they make for you. فَضَلُّوا, they deviate. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَبِيلًا. They'll never come back on the path. The opening verses of Surah Anbiya, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Allah say they listen to the Quran. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. You walk into a shop. You walk into a shop. Person is involved in commerce and trade. Someone is walking in there. He's abusing his sight. He's talking to a strange woman. And the verses of the Quran have been played. No adab. Uthman radiallahu anhu is giving dars. Anas radiallahu anhu walks into the gathering. On the way, unintentionally he looked at a woman. Then he comes and sat down in the masjid. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, Yajlisu ahadukum, wazzina bayna aynayhi. Some of you have entered in the gathering and the symptoms of fornication are dripping before their eyelids. So Anas radiallahu anhu said, Awahyun ba'da rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are the doors of revelation still open that my weakness has been exposed and divulged? So Uthman said, La walakin firasatun sadiqah. It's not revelation, but it's the vision of a believer. Someone said it so beautifully, Adam-e qasd-e nazar kafi nahi hai, qasd-e adam-e nazar zaruri hai. Adam-e qasd-e nazar kafi nahi hai. It is insufficient to say, I did not intend to look. You have to intend not to look. I walked out and I didn't see. No, you have to walk out consciously that I must not see. Al-istima, what is happening? You abuse, and then Quran has been recited. This is what the kuffar said. Perhaps unwittingly, but we're perpetrating the same thing. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُ. Don't listen to this Quran. Make noise. So reading the Quran and listening to the Quran, if you don't do it correctly, at times the consequences are worse. رُبَّ قَارِئٍ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُهُ. There are many a people who read the Quran, before they close it, the Quran curses them. Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu said, لَوْ أَنِّي أَكُونُ كَمَا أَكُونُ عَلَى حَالٍ مِّنْ أَحْوَالِ الثَّلَاثَةِ لَكُنْتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا شَكَكْتُ فِي ذَلِكَ حِينَ أَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَحِينَ أَسْمَعُهُ يُقْرَأْ عَلَيَّ. If I can perpetually maintain the awareness that I enjoy on three occasions, I will guarantee my own entry into Jannah without a shadow of doubt. Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu says this. It's in Hayatu Sahaba. لَوْ أَنِّي أَكُونُ كما أكون في حال من أحوال الثلاث لكنت من أهل الجنة وما شككت في ذلك. What are those three occasions? حين أقرأ القرآن. The awareness with which I read Quran. وحين أسمعه يقرأ عليه. And the due attention I afford to the Quran when it's been recited. Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه said, لو أن قلوبنا طهرت ما شبعنا من كلام ربنا. If our hearts were cleansed of the contamination of this world, we would have never tired listening to Quran. If I can enjoy that awareness and consciousness of Allah perpetually, He still enjoyed it on three occasions, we don't ever enjoy it. That is why I've mentioned this. You know, people ask, I don't understand the Quran in Salah, what should I think of? So I always tell them that think of death. Then he says, if I think of the Kaaba, I said, why you'll think of the Kaaba, you'll end up shopping in Makkah. You'll end up shopping. So rather you think of the Qabar. You think of the Qabar. Because unfortunately our minds will drift. And I mentioned this previously also. One brother came to me, he says, I have a problem, I think of my wife in Salah. I said, you are fortunate. Others think of other people's wives. Consider yourself, and wallah I'm saying this. That's not the ideal, but in today's time, if you're thinking of halal, you're mubarak. Today people are thinking of strange woman in Salah. That's not the ideal to think of your wife. That's not what I'm advocating. But I'm saying in comparison to the other crimes. So we don't enjoy that awareness of Allah at any point. He says when I recite Quran or when Quran has been recited. Number two, وَإِذَا شَهِدْتُ خُطْبَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. When I attend the discourses of Nabi alayhi salam and the respect with which I sit, the adab with which I sit, and I sit before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu say? He said, I attended the gathering of Nabi alayhi salam every day and I sat before him, but I never took the courage to lift my gaze and look at his blessed face. فَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَنْعَتَهُ مَا أَتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُتِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَأَ عَيْنَيَّ إِجْلَالًا لَهُ. If somebody told me, Amr, you are sitting there every day, describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I would say, yes, you are right, I am sitting there every day, but I don't have the courage to lift my gaze on that blessed face. Hence I decline, I cannot describe him. And number three, when I attend a funeral. Today we see what happens around a funeral. Unfortunately, it is the most sad sight. The language, the politics, the discussion, that is the most emotional thing. If the deceased cannot leave you emotional, then I'm afraid, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. What will penetrate your heart? If the deceased, I mean that's a silent advisor. When the body is lying there, the corpse is lying there, nobody is speaking, but everybody is reflecting. Or everybody ought to reflect. So those, the angel calls out, يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَرَجْتَ مِنَ التُّرَابِ وَعُدْتَ إِلَى التُّرَابِ خَرَجْتَ بِلَا ذَنْبٍ وَعُدْتَ وَكُلُّكَ ذُنُوبُ. Listen, you started from the sand, you're back to where you started. The only difference is you started sinless and you returned full of sins. So, عَدَمُ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. The first right of the Qur'an is to listen to the Qur'an. Nabi alayhi salam used to read the Qur'an to Jibreel. And when the Qur'an was revealed, Allah told Nabi alayhi salam, listen, we will commit it to your memory. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعُهُ وَقُرْآنَ فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ. And then the Qur'an was revealed gradually. The disbelievers made a remark. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. That the previous scriptures were revealed at one instance. The Qur'an was revealed gradually. That gives us the doubt that perhaps you fabricate in it. So Allah gave, you look under the commentary, I don't have time, you look under the commentary of this year and see what is the wisdom of the gradual revelation of the Qur'an. At times, Jibreel came down exclusively with an independent verse, the shortest independent, غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ. The shortest independent verse that was revealed. Allah sent Jibreel from the heavens with this form of revelation. The second obligation of the Qur'an, تَرْكُ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ وَتَرْكُ تَصْدِيقِهِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. Not to bring iman on the Qur'an and not to rely on the Qur'an. Not to rely on the Qur'an is also deserting the Qur'an. In Surah Noon, Allah speaks of Walid ibn Mughira. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, لَا نَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ وَصَفَهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعُيُوبِ. I don't know of any disbeliever whose weaknesses, whose evil traits have been exposed in the Qur'an, like how Allah has exposed Walid ibn Mughira. Allah spoke of 9 evil qualities. فَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينَ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ. And then to crown it, he is illegitimate. In the Hashya of Jalalain, it is written, When these verses were revealed, he heard about it. He identified with 8 of the qualities. He went to his mother. He said, "Inna Muhammadan wasafani bi tis'i sifatin a'rifuhunna ghayra at-tasi'." Listen, my mother, today the Quran of Muhammad, upon which I trust and I don't have a doubt, has exposed your infidelity. The Quran of Muhammad has declared that I have 9 evils. I relate and identify to the 8. But the 9th one says that I am illegitimate. Oh, my mother, have you betrayed me? A disbeliever going. She says, "Yes, my son, that is the truth. The man that you consider as your father is not your biological father. He had a handsome asset and he could not have children. And I gave access to a strange man and you were born from him. And that strange man is your biological father." He said, "Oh, my mother, if you were to doubt or deny, ضَرَبْتُ عُنُقَكْ, I would have beheaded you." The Quran of Muhammad never lies. But obviously, believe with conviction. Under the commentary of this ayah in Tafsir Uthmani, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا, he accepted it. He understood the truth of Quran, but he did not accept it. It is written so beautifully regarding Fir'aun. Allah says, جَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. He denied it verbally, and he accepted it from the heart. He said, "No, this is magic, and this is a magician." But in the heart of hearts, he knew this was the truth. Marana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahmatullah alayhi, commentating on this verse, writes, "Iman janne ka naam nahi hai, manne ka naam hai." Iman means believing, not knowing. You have to believe. So, tarkul imani bihi, wa tarku tasdiqihi min hijranihi. Not to rely on the Quran, not to rely. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas rahimahumullah, nawwar Allahu marqadahu, Allah fill his grave with noor. He said the object of this effort is that once again the ummah starts trusting the promises of Allah and fearing the warnings of Allah. Today the ummah is not fearing the warnings of Allah nor trusting the promises of Allah. That's the second obligation of the Quran upon us. Then Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, تَرْكُ تَفَهُّمِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. Not to take out time and ponder and reflect and contemplate over the Quran is deserting the Quran. We have to take, I literally cry, Allah knows, that when you look at an average man today, who is so passionate to follow every news bulletin, who is passionate to follow his score, who is passionate to follow the star, who is passionate to see the fluctuation of the currency, who is reading the reports of the economists, who is reading the articles of the columnists, who is passionate of every part of the paper, yet unfortunately, it is not even a remote aspiration in his life to understand the message that Allah has conveyed in the Quran. Never mind an instant aspiration, not even a remote. You know, we always have certain remote aspirations. If Allah spares me and I have grandchildren at the age of 60, I want to do this. Allah forgive, this doesn't feature as a remote aspiration in the heart of an average believer today to understand what has Allah said in the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Have your hearts been sealed or blocked? Bahz ibn Hakim says that Zurara ibn Awfa, al-Tabi'i al-Jalil, a great Tabi'i, led us in the Fajr Salah. He was reciting the Quran. Now this is contemplation over the Quran. While reading, he came to the verse, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ. When the trumpet will be blown, the riwayat of Tirmizi, Nabi alayhi salam said, كَيْفَ أَنْعُمْ وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدِ الْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنَ. You want me to enjoy when Israfil has put the trumpet to his mouth, وَأَصْغَى سَمْعَهُ, and he has stretched an attentive ear to Allah, waiting for the signal to blow. فَكَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ ثَقُلَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. It became difficult for the Sahaba to contain it, to bear it. He said, قُولُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So he came to this verse, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ, when the trumpet will be blown, فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ, this will be a severe day. عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ. Make no mistake, this will be the worst day for the disbeliever. خَرَّ مَيِّتًا فَكُنْتُ فِي مَنْ حَمَلَهُ. He became so emotional that he collapsed there and there. I was amongst those that lifted his janazah and went. يَوْمٌ تَشَقَّقَتِ السَّمَاءُ لِهَوْلِهِ وَتَشِيبُ فِيهِ مَفَارِقُ الْوِلْدَانِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ لَوْ عَلِمْتَ بِهَوْلِهِ لَفَرَرْتَ مِنْ أَهْلٍ وَمِنْ أَوْطَانِ. The poets, as Allah says, the sky will split, a cloud will come. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. In this cloud, there will be the countenance of Allah, and this cloud will be surrounded with the heavy presence of malaika. You know, we say something happened, there's a heavy presence of police. Yeah, I don't know, they've cordoned off the area, they've beefed up the security, there's two-way radio. There will be a heavy presence of malaika, which will signal the commencement of accountability. In Madarik al-Tanzil, it is written under the verses of Surah Hajj. The speciality of Surah Hajj is that the verses were revealed some in Hijrat, some after Hijrat, some by night, some by day, some in battle, some in peace. The first two verses were revealed in Ghazwa ibn al-Mustalik. This is in Madarik al-Tanzil. Ya ayyuhan nasu attaqu rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Fear the severe shaking of the day of Qiyamah. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdhi'atin 'amma ardha'at. When a nursing mother will become oblivious of her nursing child. Sahaba say, falam yura aktharu bakiyan min tilka al-layla. We never seen Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sobbing more than that night. In Ibn Kathir, I read the riwayat under the commentary of this verse. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَن نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. I'm speaking of tadabbur on ayat. This verse, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, in Ibn Kathir it is written. He read this verse after Isha. He got engrossed in the depth of this verse. He continued reading this verse till Fajr. What does Allah say? أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ. Allah asks a question. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَن نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Do the disbelievers feel we will equate them to the believers? The criminals like the innocent? أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Can the evil be like the good? Can the irreligious be like the noble? Do they feel that Allah will equate them? One staff is prompt and he's obedient and he's diligent, and another one comes late. And then you see, does he expect me to pay him like that one? Does he expect the same privileges like that staff? أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ. Let me give you a literal. How can I do justice to the words of Quran? This is my biggest dilemma. Who can do justice other than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? وَكَلَامُ رَبِّي لَا يَجِيءُ بِمِثْلِهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَوْ جُمِعَتْ لَهُ الثَّقَلَانِ. وَكَلَامُ رَبِّي لَا يَجِيءُ أَحَدٌ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ جُمِعَتْ لَهُ الثَّقَلَانِ. Gather everyone who can produce the likes of Quran. One person, Abbad ibn Hamza, says, I came to Asma radiallahu anha to visit her. She was reading one verse of the Quran, Surah Tur. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. But she was emotional. You know, sometimes a father takes a child to a particular location, and then he tells the child, you know what, this particular building, I go down memory lane, and it revives many thoughts. You know what, when I got married to your mother, it was here at this hall. The child, you know, he can't appreciate it. He cannot appreciate. But this man is refreshing memories. He's refreshing memories. What they say, a man thinks he's the boss of the house, only to know he houses the boss. He can't appreciate. You and I don't know Quran. And unfortunately, we don't have the love of Quran. So we can't understand why they spend one night behind one verse. Abbad ibn Ham. Now what is this picture here? Allah speaks about the dwellers of Jannat. When they enter into Jannah, Allah make us amongst them. Allah make us amongst them. Then they will discuss. You know, you go through customs and then you come across, then you discuss. How was it? What they asked you? What they check? How was it? Allah, and this is just going through customs. You come out of the examination room. Ah, made it. Wow. Imagine this is going through this world. Ups and downs we are going through. Twists and turns. I always say, the life today is a fluctuation of emotions. Sometimes you feel that, you know, I wish I go. And then after a little while you say, when things are coming right, I better don't go now. It's just coming right. The balance is just, you know, my children are coming right. The business is picking up. The wife is recovering. The boss is giving increase. Things are just, it's a fluctuation of emotions. It's a fluctuation of emotions. That is, to sum up this life, you meet any man in the morning, what is it? In the afternoon, every day it's going through different things. Inni ra'aytuka jalisan mustaqbili fa'alimtu annaka lilhumumi qareenu hawwin 'alayka wa kun bi rabbika wathiqa fa'akhudh tawakkuli sha'nuhu at-tahwinu tarahal adha 'an nafsihi fi rizqihi lamma tayaqqana annahu madhmunu. So anyway, he says, I came to Abbad ibn Hamza. Abbad ibn Hamza says, I came to Asma radiyallahu anha. She started reading this verse. So they will discuss, what is it? Allahu Akbar. Again, you know, one word, going to the manna yamunnu, understand what is man. Understand what is man. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I'm going to say favor, I'm going to say kindness, I'm going to say boon, I'm going to say privilege. Nowhere near what my Allah has said, manna. Now you go and see lughat, then you'll understand what is manna. But again, has this aspiration entered my heart to understand what my Allah has said? فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. The dwellers of Jannat will say, how kind of our Allah, we've made it. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. He has saved us from this eternal doom and destruction. You remember you lived in the world, you died before me, I came after you. How was your grave? This is what happened to me in my grave. But alhamdulillah, let me hug you and you hug me. Jannat is ours. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. Anyway, Abbad ibn Hamza says, I stood there, she's reading this ayat, فَطَالَتْ عَلَيَّ. I found it to be a bit long and repeating. So I said, let me go. فَذَهَبْتُ فَقَضَيْتُ حَاجَتِي. I went to the bazaar, I bought, I did whatever I wanted to and I came back. One thought comes to mind of Hazrat Tanwi alayhi rahmah. And I share this with you, whatever Allah puts in my mind, at the juncture I say it. He used to say, bhai, go to the bazaar and fulfill your needs, and don't go to the bazaar and create needs. Wallah, today if we can take that advice to heart, if we can take that advice to heart, Allahu Akbar, and bring moderation in our life, we will see barakat of an unprecedented nature. Go to the bazaar and fulfill your needs. Those people had words. And don't go there and create needs. Anyway, he says, I came back. When I came back, she's still reading, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Now why? The real fear of akhirat was alive. So the joy beyond that fear, she can understand. That I've made it. Ask a man. Ask a person. A person, I've seen a person who walked through the stages of poverty. And then Allah gave him wealth. And the day that new car came to his house, his children were excited and that. But that man was sobbing because he understood from where he started his journey and where Allah brought him. The one who's conscious of akhirat and conscious of accountability, he understands entry into Jannat is the pinnacle of joy. عَدَمُ تَرْكُ تَفَهُّمِهِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ. Not to contemplate over the Qur'an, not to ponder over the Qur'an is deserting the Qur'an. Then, تَرْكُ عَدَمُ إِمْتِثَالِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابُ زَوَاجِرِهِ. Not to implement the injunctions of the Qur'an and not to abstain from things that Allah has made unlawful is also deserting the Qur'an. Not to inculcate the things that Allah has made lawful into our lives and not to abstain. If we fail to inculcate, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Zainab radiyallahu anha, that it is my request that you get married to Zayd radiyallahu anhu. Now obviously Zainab radiyallahu anha came from a very high lineage. She came from a very high lineage. And Zayd radiyallahu anhu also came from a high lineage. But he had a stain of slavery. He had a flavor of slavery. So apparently there wasn't compatibility. But obviously Islam doesn't look at lineage. لا تترك التقوى اتكالا على النسب. لا تترك التقوى اتكالا على النسب. فَقَدْ رَفَعَ الْإِسْلَامُ سَلْمَانَ فَارِسٍ وَقَدْ وَضَعَ الشِّرْكُ الشَّرِيفَ أَبَا لَهَبٍ. لَا تَتْرُقِ التَّقْوَى اتِّكَالًا عَلَى النَّسَبِ. Don't abandon taqwa, relying on your noble lineage. فَقَدْ رَفَعَ الْإِسْلَامُ سَلْمَانَ فَارِسٍ. Islam elevated the Persian Salman. وَقَدْ وَضَعَ الشِّرْكُ الشَّرِيفَ أَبَا لَهَبٍ. And Islam disgraced, or rather polytheism disgraced the honorable Abu Lahab. Polytheism disgraced and debased and humiliated the honorable Abu Lahab. What titles didn't he have? Quraysh Hashmi Sayyid Arab. And the Quran said, Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. So Nabi alayhi salam told Zainab radiyallahu anha, you have to get married. She had a degree of reservation, skepticism. Allah revealed the verse. Imtithalu awamirihi, implementing the injunctions of the Quran. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It does not behove the nature of a believer. It does not befit the temperament of a believer. It's not in accordance with the expectation of a believer that when he is told, this is the decree of Allah, this is the desire of Allah's Nabi, for him to consider the matter, he has to promptly, instantly comply. That is the obligation of the Quran. Now, as I'm mentioning, if we look at these obligations of the Quran, we are not guilty of one of them, we are guilty of all. وَالْعُدُولُ عَنْهُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ شِعْرٍ أَوْ غِنَاءٍ أَوْ كَلَامٍ أَوْ طَرِيقَةٍ مَأْخُوذَةٍ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ هِجْرَانِهِ. And to substitute the Quran by any other literature, so you stop your child, and then the audacity to say, what else do you teach our children? You only teach them Quran. You only teach them Quran. One parent told me, I think I can take my child out of madrasa. I said, why? He said, no, you're teaching him the dua about the moon and about this. What will that help him in life? I told him, have you ever spoke to your school teacher and studied the syllabus of your son? This is not free from benefit. This will reward him on every letter. The Quran, you show me one person who will reward you when you speak of his enemy. But my Allah is that kind. My Allah is that merciful. Mention the name of his enemies, and he rewards you on every letter of the name of his enemy. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Speak of the name of Qarun and Allah becomes angry. But speak of Qarun in the form of Quran, on every letter 10 stages have been increased. Who is there who will reward? Speak of the name of Iblis and nothing. Speak of Iblis in the Quran. Read that verse and Allah rewards you on every letter of the name of Iblis. Who is there that will give you that reward? And then you have the audacity to say, what does my child learn? I told him, I said, you know what, there are certain things in school you learn. Never mind benefiting you, they leave a permanent harm. I think what I studied about the Darwin theory, it harmed me more than helped me. A wrong perception jammed in my brains. Some wrong impression, you know, lived within me. And here from every letter you will be benefited. To substitute the Quran by some other literature that is openly deserting the Quran, openly neglecting the Quran. So really, respected brothers and elders, we have heard the Quran, we've heard the Quran been recited, but it's time. مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّقَ مُصْحَفَهُ لَمْ يَتَعَاهَدْهُ وَلَمْ يَنْظُرْ فِيهِ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُتَعَلِّقًا بِهِ يَقُولْ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ عَبْدَكَ هَذَا اتَّخَذَنِي مَهْجُورًا. He who read the Quran, purchased the Quran, neglected the Quran will come holding him and said, Allah, this is the man, he neglected me, you see to him, Allah. Deal with him personally. Who stands a chance in the court of Allah when the argument is about the Quran of Allah? Briefly, I want to give some advices to myself firstly and remind myself and to the Huffaz. Really, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمَ صَانُوا عِلْمَهُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمَ صَانُوا عِلْمَهُمْ وَبَذَلُوهُ لِأَهْلِهِ لَسَادُوا بِهِ أَهْلَ زَمَانِهِمْ. If those who have memorized this Quran understand what is this Quran. And let me explore these young Huffaz who have completed. This is a wrapped gift that has been given to you. When somebody gives you a gift, and the better the wrapping, the higher the anxiety. The higher the anxiety. You just want to get home that everybody is not watching, you want to open up. Nobody is peeping, you open little and then leave it again. What's inside? My brother, it's time you see. You read Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. See what does it mean. You read وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. See what it means. You read Yasin والقرآن الحكيم. Explore what it means. Commence your journey, you'll have no regrets. لو أن أهل العلم صانوا علمهم. If those that have knowledge preserve it, وبذلوه لأهله, and they take care of this knowledge, لصادوا به أهل زمانهم. They will rule over the people of their time. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, إنما الفتى من يقول ها أنا ذا وليس الفتى من يقول كان أبي وكان جدي. He is talented, and credibility goes to that young Hafiz who memorizes the Quran and implements the Quran and stands up as a brave soldier, stands up as an asset to the Muslim Ummah, and there's no recognition to you, my young boy, if you stand up and say, my late father was Mufti Sahib, my late grandfather was Hazrat Maulana, my late uncle, what is that? وَلَيْسَ الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ كَانَ أَبِي وَكَانَ جَدِّي. He was this, they were this. I always say, we latch on to that. My uncle is an alim, my cousin is this year, inshallah I'll make it through. So he's wealthy, they're wealthy, you also leave it, inshallah. Why are you worried for money? One person said, no, I don't want to become a hafiz. I said, why? He said, look at this huffaz, he memorized the Quran and he neglected it. I said, have you ever heard of any man who was wealthy and lost his wealth because of that? A person said, I don't want to become rich. Nobody says that. No, he didn't know how to use the money. Me, I'll make it and use it right. How can that become a deterrent? How gullible to the deception of shaitan have we become? Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. See in Tafsir Uthmani what is written under this ayah. There are some people who argue in the matters of Allah with no knowledge. And then they follow any devil. The words written there, gumrahi ki kamil istidad. Total ability of absolute deviation. Anyone can sway them in any direction. Gullible in totality. Anyone besides truth can sway them. يَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. You don't need a powerful devil to mislead him. Any devil and he's on. كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ. So the first thing that huffaz have to have is the right intention. Allah grant us the correct understanding. In Suwarum min Hayati Tabi'een it is written, four youngsters sat down in the Haram Sharif after Asr Salah at the Rukne Yamani, soon after the sun of Nabuwat had set, in the era of Tabi'een. ودار الحديث رهوان بين الفتية الأبرار. And this was a discussion of pious youngsters. Four youngsters speak, or rather they rap the lingo. They don't really speak, you know, what's the tune and the lingo, whatever it is. So one of them said, لِيَتَمَنَّ كُلٌّ مِنَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا يُحِبْ. Come, let's go for it. Each one say his heart's desire. What do you want to become? What do you want to become? I always tell the youngsters, if an average youngster today counts the hours and the minutes that he spent planning the first night of his marriage and discussing and fantasizing, forgive me, if he counts that hours, those days, those moments, Allah alone knows if that time was made valuable, how much of the Quran he would have memorized. I'm not saying be like the pious who said, I will rather eat, you know, flour instead of eating bread because it's more time consuming. I'm saying don't spend that time in wrong and then channel it in right and see how blessed your time will become. So anyway, the first one spoke. Abdullah bin Zubair. Umniyati an amlika al-hijaz wa an anal al-khilafah. My aspiration is I want to govern over Hijaz. And I want to succeed the ruler. The mic on to the next one. Compliments to the first. The next one, what's your take? What's your aspiration? The next one stands up. Amma ana, Abdullah, the first one is Abdullah bin Zubair, his brother Mus'ab bin Zubair speaks. Amma ana fa atamanna an amlik al iraqain. Fala yunazi'uni feehima munazi'. I want to rule over Basra and Kufa and I must be independent. Nobody share rulership with me. The third one, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, born in the family of kings. He said, إِذَا كُنْتُمَا تَقْنَعَانِ بِذَاكْ فَأَنَا لَا أَقْنَعْ إِلَّا بِأَنْ أَمْلِكَ الْأَرْضَ كُلَّهَا. You satisfied with Arabia? You happy with Basra and Kufa? I want to rule over the land, wherever it is. وَأَنْ أَنَالَ الْخِلَافَةَ بَعْدَ مُعَاوِيَةَ ابْنَ أَبِي سُفْيَانَ. And I want to succeed Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتُوا إِلَىٰ عُرْوَةَ فَلَمْ يَقُلْ شَيْئًا. And the last one left, Urwa, Urwa, Urwa. The son of Zubair ibn al-Awam, whom my Nabi said, How are you? Inna Zubair, Zubair is my disciple. The son of Asma radiyallahu anha, Dhatun Nitaqeen. The nephew of Aisha radiyallahu anha, who also enjoys the privilege of lowering Aisha radiyallahu anha in the grave. They said, Wa amma anta ya Urwa, maza tatamanna? Urwa, it's time for you to speak. What is your aspiration? May Allah make this alive in our youth. He said, again, I wish you understood it. Barakallahu lakum fima tamannaytum min amri dunyakum. Barakallahu lakum fima tamannaytum min amri dunyakum. Amma ana faatamanna an akuna aliman amila. Ya'khudhu an-nasu anni kitaba rabbihim wa sunnata nabiyihim. وأحكام دينهم وأن أفوز في الآخرة برضا الله. I cannot translate this. I cannot. The ulama will understand it better. He said, بارك الله لكم فيما تمنيتم. Congratulations to your aspiration, and I wish you well in your endeavors. Congratulations, and my thoughts are with you. My blessings are with you. For the record, if you ought to know what is my hidden aspiration. أتمنى أن أكون عالما عاملا. I want to learn this word of Allah, understand it, implement it, and convey it to the masses. يأخذ الناس عني كتاب ربهم وسنة نبيهم وأحكام دينهم. People come and understand the implications of the Quran, understand the message of the Quran, so that I can be successful in Akhirah, and so can they be successful in Akhirah. Abdullah bin Zubair, As they desired, things materialized. Abdullah bin Zubair becomes in charge of Hijaz, becomes in charge of Arabia. And then the author writes, and then fate comes his way. وَقُتِلَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ مِنَ الْمَكَانِ الَّذِي تَمَنَّى فِيهِ مَا تَمَنَّى. And then fate comes his way. This leader is assassinated, not far from the Kaaba, where once upon a time he expressed his aspiration to rule. Musab ibn Zubair, Mus'ab ibn Umair rules over Basra and Kufa. وَقُتِلَ دُونَ الْآخَرِ. And he also dies in this way. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan rules. And then see what was the destiny of Urwa ibn Zubair. The pages of history are filled with this young, talented man who prospered because of that aspiration that he had. لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْعِلْمَ صَانُوا عِلْمَهُمْ. If they preserve it, that ought to be the aspiration. That ought to be the desire. Then this is the beauty of Islam. The riwayat of Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said, كَانَ الْقُرَّاءُ أَصْحَابَ مَجْلِسِ عُمَرْ وَمُشَاوَرَتِهِ كُهُولًا كَانُوا أَوْ شُبَّانًا. كَانَ الْقُرَّاءُ أَصْحَابَ مَجْلِسِ عُمَرْ وَمُشَاوَرَتِهِ كُهُولًا كَانُوا أَوْ شُبَّانًا. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, the riwayat of Bukhari, he said, the high profile people whom Umar consulted were the learned, whether they were young or old. He did not discriminate because of their age. He looked at knowledge. If they had knowledge, Umar had regard for them. Umar brought them close. He sat with them. He spoke to them. He learned from them regardless of their age. We speak of Muaz ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. He passed away at the age of 33. So whatever he did was under 33. A young boy. A'idullah ibn Umar says, Dakhaltu masjidan. I entered into the masjid. Fihi bid'un wa thalathuna nafar. There were about 30 sahaba. Kulluhum yadhkuruna hadithan an rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone quoting a hadith. Wa fil halaqa shabun. شديد الأدمى حلو المنطق وضيء إذا اشتبه عليهم شيء من الحديث أسندوه إليه. I was captured by this appearance. 30 sahaba, eminent sahaba, quoting hadith. In the center of the gathering, there was a young boy. In the words of the riwayat, وَهُوَ أَشَبُّ الْقَوْمِ سِنَّا. The youngest of them all. the youngest of them all, sitting in the center of the gathering, Shadidul Udma, dark-skinned, Huluw al-Mantiq, sweet in his speech, Wadi'un, radiant in his face, La yashtabihu alayhim shay'un min al-hadith. Anybody who did not have understanding or found any difficulty, they would refer their query to this young boy, and very modestly, promptly, he would answer. Falamma qudhiya majlisuhum danawtu minhu. I couldn't resist myself. I couldn't resist it. Allah make it that that aspiration comes in the hearts of our youth. I was once in Australia and I was addressing the youth, and these tears come to my eyes. There were some Arab girls also in the congregation. There were some Muslim youngsters. And then they spoke about a celebrity. And I want to not mention the name of that kafir person in the Quran, in the house of Allah. And then the sheikh, the brother is telling me, he said, Sheikh, I need to share something with you. And I said, what is it? He said, speak about loving the pious and not loving the evil celebrities. I said, what is the matter? He said, there is a sister here. She attended a concert. And in while the celebrity was performing on the stage, he started, you know, passing perspiration. And he took a cloth and he wiped the perspiration. And he threw the cloth into the audience. The girl has then taken that cloth, wiped it on her face, and she said, I'll never wash my face again. Thus Sahabi says, Aidullah ibn Amr says, فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ مَجْلِسُهُمْ. When the gathering ended, دَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ. I came rushing to this young boy. I couldn't hold myself. I said, مَنْ أَنْتَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. O friend of Allah, I love you. Who are you and what is your name? He said, أَنَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ. I am Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Abu Muslim Khawlani, who enjoys the privilege of being known as Ibrahim Muhadhihi al-Ummah. When we were in Syria, Allah gave us the opportunity to go to the grave of Abu Muslim Khawlani. Read his history, he was also burnt. Just as Allah saved Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu Muslim Khawlani, a similar incident happened to him. I can still picture the precise location of his qabr and his maqbara. So he says, Dakhaltu Masjid Hims. I entered into the Masjid of Hims. فَإِذَا جَمَاعَةٌ مِّنَ الْكُهُولِ يَتَوَسَّطُهُمْ شَابٌ. I seen a group of aged, elderly people, and in the center one young boy sitting. This captured my, it was too intriguing for me. And he is just quoting ahadith to them. قُلْتُ لِجَلِيسِ مَنْ هَذَا. I tapped my neighbor and I said, Who's this? He said, هَذَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِي حُبُّهُ. He told me, this is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He said, I looked at him and instantly his love entered my heart. And we say to him, Abu Muslim Khawlani, how can the love of Mu'adh not enter your heart when my Nabi told Mu'adh, Inni la'uhibbuk. How can his love not enter your heart? When my Nabi held Mu'adh and said, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. Allah gave us the opportunity in Jordan. We went to the grave of Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu. That ayat is written, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Nabi alayhi salam said, I swear by Allah, I love you Mu'adh. Do me a favor, read Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika after every salah. Then Abu Idris Khawlani says, he says, I entered into دخلت مسجد دمشق فإذا فتن براق الثنايا. I entered, this is all under the age of 33. All under the age of 33, in the prime of his life. I seen a youngster with radiant face, bright teeth sitting there. The sight was too beautiful for me. It was too beautiful. The crowds was very big, so I couldn't get close to him. The next day I decided that I'm going to go to him. I came quickly for وَجَدْتُهُ يُصَلِّي. I found that he performs lengthy salah. What did Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu say in the throes of death? Someone told him, لو أهدت إلينا. You don't want to make someone in charge. He said, لو كان معاذ بن جبل حيا لوليته. Mu'adh is gone. If he was alive, I would have made him in charge. Then again they asked him, alright, make your suggestion and your nomination. Then he said, لو كان سالم حيا لوليته. If Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa, both are people of Quran. Both are people of Quran. If Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa was alive, I would have made him in charge. And if I made Mu'adh ibn Jabal in charge, ثُمَّ قَدِمْتُ عَلَى رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And then I appeared before my Allah, and my Allah had to ask me, مَنْ وَلَّيْتَ عَلَى أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Who did you make in charge? I will say, وَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ مُعَاذَ بْنَ جَبَلٍ بَعْدَ أَنْ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ إِمَامُ الْعُلَمَاءِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I would have made Mu'adh in charge, and very politely I would have told Allah, Allah, I derive this decision from one statement of your Nabi, that your Nabi said Mu'adh will stand up as the ulama, as the leader of the ulama on the day of Qiyamah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam held him. Now look at this, this is what ought to be the life of a hafiz. This is what ought to be the life of a scholar. Allah give hidayah to one and all. In Ihya'ul Ulumuddin, under the chapter of Ulama Ussu, Allah save us all, I was reading now, there is a quotation of one scholar who said, "Man izdada ilma, wa lam yazdad fi dunya zuhda, lam yazdad min Allahi illa bu'da." He who acquires the knowledge of deen, but the love of this world does not leave his heart, he goes further from Allah. He goes further from Allah. Nabi alayhi salam held Mu'az. Kayfa asbahta? You ask a hafiz today. Allah be my witness, I'm sitting in the house of Allah. Last week one youngster came to me. After salah, he said, "I need to speak to you urgently." I said, "No problem. Can I complete my salah?" He says, "No, it's very desperate." So I went outside. He says, "Maulana, you know me?" I said, vaguely, not too sure. He said, "I completed hifz, you know me, this jalsa." I said, "Oh, sorry." He says, "I've got a crave for zina every day. I've got a crave for zina every day. What must I do?" And what was the crave? Crave is not the right word. It has nasty implications and connotations. When Mu'adh was in the throes of death, he said, "Allahumma inni kuntu akhafuk, wal yawm arjuk. Allahumma innaka kunta ta'lam, anni lam akun uhibbu ad-dunya li jarri al-anhar, wala li gharsi al-ashjar, walakin li nayli al-mazid min al-ilmi wal-iman. Allah, I always feared you. Today my hopes are dominant. Allah, you know I wish to love, not to accumulate or amass, but just to increase my knowledge, taqwa and iman." That was the desire with which I loved. Nabi alayhi salam held Mu'adh, the scholar of Islam, who carried the Quran of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kayfa asbahta? How did you get up this morning?" "Mu'minan, I got up as a genuine believer." "What is the proof of your iman?" He said, "Ma asbahtu qattu illa dhanantu anni la umsi. وَمَا أَمْسَيْتُ قَتُّ إِلَّا ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي لَا أُصْبِحْ وَلَا خَطَوْتُ خُطْوَةً إِلَّا ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي لَا أُتْبِعُهَا وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يُنَعَّمُونَ وَأَهْلَ النَّارِ يُعَذَّبُونَ." My condition, not today, exclusive today, but every day. Every morning I don't have hope to see the evening. And every evening I don't have hope to see the morning. In fact, when I take one step, I don't have hope to follow it with the second step. For me, the pleasure of Jannat is vivid before me, and the torment and the suffering of the disbelievers is manifest before me. Nabi alayhi salam said, "What can I tell you? You have it all, just look after it." Arafta falzam. Arafta falzam. Sayyidina Umar, a man like Umar said, "Lawla Mu'adh lahalaka Umar." If it wasn't for this young boy, I was gone. At the age of 33, this young soldier of Islam passed away. So really, what is desired? What did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, "Yambaghi li hamil al-Qur'an an yu'rafa bi laylihi idha an-nasu na'imun." A hafiz has to be differentiated from a non-hafiz when others are in sleep, he is in salah. And not, Allah forbid, when others are in sleep, he is in zina. And he is in clubs. And he is doing haram. "An yu'rafa bi laylihi idha an-nasu na'imun." When people are asleep, the quality of memorizing the Quran ought to compel him that he stands up. Salman al-Mati says, "I seen Ali radiallahu anhu in a dream." These pious people even gave advice after they passed away. So he gave me advice in a dream and he said, "Lawla alladhina lahum wirdun yaqumuna wa akharuna lahum sardun yasumuna. لَدُكْدِكَتْ أَرْضُكُمْ مِنْ تَحْتِكُمْ سَحَرًا لِأَنَّكُمْ قَوْمُ سُوءٍ مَا تُطِعُونَ." If it wasn't for those who perform tahajjud and those who recite Quran, then every morning there would have been a tremor on your earth because you failed to carry on what we left behind. لِأَنَّكُمْ قَوْمُ سُوءٍ مَا تُطِعُونَ. I was just reading this week in Bidayah wa Nihaya in the 6th volume on page 339. There is a quotation under the commentary of Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiyallahu anhu. Inshallah. Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiyallahu anhu. Sahaba, even after their death, What is the quality of a hafiz? His night must be in tahajjud. Junaid Baghdadi passed away. Someone seen him in a dream. How you fared before Allah? Halakati al-ibarat wa faniyati al-isharat wa ma nafa'ana illa rukay'at fi jawfi al-layl. Allah said, your worship not accepted. Your kitabs not accepted. Your discourses rejected. Your two rakat in the dead of night, because of that jannat is yours. Yambaghi li hamil al-Qur'an, in the dead of night he gets up. So Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiyallahu anhu, the riwayat of Tirmizi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he enjoyed the privilege of being the orator of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'mar rajulu Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, a wonderful person. Ata Khurasani says, qadimtu al-Madina. I mentioned this in Bidayah, in the sixth volume. He says, I came to Medina and I asked them, can anybody tell me about Thabit ibn Qais? فَأَرْشَدُونِ إِلَبْنَتِهِ. They told me, go speak to his daughter. I came to his daughter. I said, you know what? I want to learn more about your late father. She said, in a nutshell, let me tell you. When the verses were revealed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does likes proud and arrogant and haughty people. So my father got very afraid. And he felt that because he was a man who loved beauty and he was the leader of his nation, he felt that maybe he's been implicated in this verse. أَنَا رَجُلٌ أُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ وَأَنَا أَسُودُ قَوْمِي. I love beauty, I love leading, I love being a leader. Am I being implicated? So he أَغْلَقَ عَلَيْهِ بَابَهُ. He shut the door and طَفِقَ يَبْكِي. He started crying. They reported this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, call Thabit here, call Thabit here. Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, بَلْ تَعِيشُ بِخَيْرٍ وَتَمُوتُ بِخَيْرٍ وَيُدْخِلُكُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ. وَيُدْخِلَكَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. No, you will live with goodness, you will die with goodness, and my word, Allah will put you in Jannah. My words, the word of Nabi alayhi salam. Then Allah revealed the verse, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَسْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voice before Nabi alayhi salam. Again he feared, أَنَا جَهِيرُ الصَّوْتِ. My voice is loud. He locked himself again. Nabi alayhi salam said, go and call him and tell him this verse doesn't refer to him. And Nabi sallam said, بَلْ تَعِيشُ حَمِيدًا وَتُقْتَلُ شَهِيدًا. You will live with dignity and you will die as a martyr. And my word again, let me reaffirm it, Jannat is yours. When Nabi alayhi salam passed away, and Abu Bakr assumed the position, and then the battle was waged against Musaylamatul Kadhab, the battle of Yamama, and it was 70 Huffaz who were martyred, which prompted the urgency of the compilation of the Quran, which is a topic of its own. Qari sahab, my honorable ustad, will explore that better for you than I. The compilation of the Quran, amongst many factors, but if anything gave urgency to the matter, was the assassination and the martyrdom of the 70 Huffaz in Yarmouk. In this battle, the Muslims faced three setbacks. And then Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, who was the orator of Nabi alayhi salam, held Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa, who was the hafiz of this ummah. And they said, مَا كُنَّا نُقَاتِلُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هَكَذَا. I think we are lacking the spirit. This is not how we fought. Now listen to our hafiz. And listen to their advice even after they were gone. فَحَفَرَا حُفْرَا. They dug a hole. The riwayat of Bidayah. And in Hayatul Sahaba also I read it. The hole was dug and they both stood there firm. Then the banner was given to Salim radiallahu anhu. Salim takes the banner and he advances. And what does he say? بِئْسَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ أَنَا. He taunts himself. He admonishes himself. He rebukes himself. He says, what an evil hafiz are you, O Salim. I ask you, my brother, Salim, who my Nabi said, learn Quran from him. Salim, who throws himself in the ferocious battle, yet taunts himself, he is an evil hafiz. I ask myself, and I ask every hafiz, you and I who sleep beyond Fajr, is it not that we are the wicked hafiz and not Salim being that wicked hafiz? The words of Hazrat Thanwi alayhi rahma make every hair on my body stand. He said, afsos, let me say it in Urdu and I'll translate it. Afsos, I am regretting. Tarke jamaat, hamare zamane mein ek aam aadat ho gayi hai. Jahilo ka kya zikr? ہم باز پرے لکھ کے لوگوں کو اس بلا میں مبتلا دیکھ رہے ہیں. یہ لوگ احادیث پڑھتے بھی ہیں, ان کے معنی بھی سمجھ. I'm quoting the words of Hazrat Thanwi علیہ الرحمہ. He said, ترک جماعت, neglecting congregational prayer has become a common thing. Leave the layman, I'm targeting the learned. The words of him, Allah, I'm in no position. He was a great man. Leave the layman, I'm targeting the learned. I cannot explain to him the hadith, he understands the meaning and the commentary. But then he goes on and he says it in such strong words. He says, but the most severe warnings cannot penetrate their rock-hard hearts. Was Salim the evil Hafiz or is this the evil Hafiz? بِئْسَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ You cannot differentiate if he's a believer or not, never mind a Hafiz or non-Hafiz. This ummah has seen many huffaz. This ummah has become desperate for mithali huffaz. This ummah has become desperate for huffaz who honor the kalam of Allah. Then they both advance. What Salim in the banner, Hafiz al-Qur'an, and Thabit ibn Qais, and then an arrow comes and strikes him and they both pass away. That night, someone sees Thabit ibn Qais in a dream. So he tells him in the dream, he says, listen to what I have to tell you. Lamma qutiltu bil ams. When I was assassinated yesterday, the riwayat of Bidaya, marrabi rajulun min al muslimin. One Muslim passed by me. Naza'a minni dir'an nafisatan. He then took out my armor. And let me give you his precise location. He is on this part of the battlefield. He has covered my armor and he has snatched my armor. Go to him, reclaim that armor from him. They are advising even after they're gone. Fuztu wa rabbil Kaaba. Allah's qasam, I'm successful while he is dying. So that kafir asked the Muslim, I killed him. Isn't I'm successful? What does he mean he's successful? He's now entered into Jannat. What is this Jannat? If you accept it, this is what Allah will give you. Give me your hands and let me embrace Islam. Then Nabi alayhi salam say, Allah smiles, Allah laughs. The words of the hadith at two people. A man advances in the battle, kills a Muslim, and then that Muslim goes to Jannat. Then Allah gives this man hidayat. He repents, he accepts Islam, and then he goes and he is martyred. In essence, the murderer and the murdered both go to Jannat. And then Nabi alayhi salam spoke of another time that you and I find ourselves in the riwayat of Bukhari, when the murderer and the murdered will go both to Jahannam. Sahaba said, we understand the crime of the murderer, but what is the crime of the murdered? مَابَالُ الْمَقْتُولِ Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيسًا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ Taqdeer prevailed that this man became murdered because it was his time up. But if he had the opportunity, the gun was in his hand, he would have done the very same act that the murderer did. It's just a matter that time was up, so he went. But if the opportunity had presented, he would have been the murderer. So in that first instance, both go to Jannat. In the second instance, both go to Jahannam. So they advise him after their death. Anyway, he says, go and take my armor. Go and take it to Khalid ibn Walid. Take it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then listen to this. Take it to Abu Bakr, tell him to sell that armor. وَفُلَانٌ مِنْ رَقِيقِ عَتِيقٍ And my so-and-so slave I have liberated. He must sell that armor of mine, take that money and there are outstanding debts. He must go and settle those debts. Then he says the riwayat of Bidayah, وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَقُولَ حُلْمٌ فَتُضَيِّعَهُ Listen, don't take it as a dream, although you've seen it in a dream. Don't say, oh, it's a dream. No, it's reality. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَقُولَ حُلْمٌ He gets up in the morning and he goes, they find it, they sell it, and then they settle his debts. In the riwayat it is mentioned, لَا نَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا جَازَتْ وَصِيَّتُهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا ثَابِتِ ابْنَ قَيْسِ ابْنَ شَمَّاسِ We don't know of any person in this ummah who made known his wasiyyat after his death, and it was implemented other than Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas. So what I was saying, يُعْرَفُ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ When the people are sleeping, oh Hafiz, stand up and read Quran. Beautify your house with the Quran. Beautify your house with the Quran. وَبِنَهَارِهِ يَسُومُ إِذَا النَّاسُ مُفْتِرُونَ What the poet said, عَجِبْتُ مِنْ جِسْمٍ وَمِنْ صِحَّةٍ وَمِنْ فَتَنْ نَامَ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ وَالْمَوْتُ لَا تُؤْمَنُ خَطَفَاتُهُ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَجْرِي عَجِبْتُ مِنْ جِسْمٍ وَمِنْ صِحَّةٍ وَمِنْ فَتَنْ I can't believe a young man, a healthy man, a talented man, and he sleeps beyond the time of Fajr, knowing very well that the death can make its presence at any time. I will end shortly, but these are very pertinent points that I want to share with these huffaz. He must spend his day in fasting when other people are eating. How sad, I know of huffaz who do not fast the obligatory fast. When here he's been exhorted to inculcate the optional fast. وَبِبُكَائِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَضْحَكُونَ And he engages in Quran, in Ruhul Ma'ani, under the commentary of this ayat, وَيَزِيدُهُمْ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا Ibn Jarir's quotation is mentioned. وَيَنْبَغِي أَن يَكُونَ ذَلِكَ حَالَ الْعُلَمَاءِ He says it ought to be the quality of the scholars and the learned that when they read Quran, they cry. One person said, I seen Nabi alayhi salam in a dream and I read Quran to him. Nabi alayhi salam said, يَا صَالِحْ هَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَ فَأَيْنَ الْبُكَاءِ You read the Quran, but this Quran goes with tears. Where is the crying? That is the obligation. Then Fudayl ibn Ayyad said, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَلَّا يَكُونَ لَهُ حَاجَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْخُلَفَاءِ فَمَنْ دُونَهُمْ. A Hafiz, Allah has given you the Quran. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah said, I gave you Surah Fatiha and I gave you the Quran. Don't stretch an envious eye to anyone. He said he should not have any material need from any person. He should not have any material need. I read one Latifa now. One person came to Mamun al-Rashid. And he said, I want to go for Hajj. So he said, go. He said, I don't have money. He said, if you don't have money, then Hajj is not faras. He said, I didn't come to ask you fatwa, I came to ask you hadiyah. A Hafiz will never put his need before anyone other than Allah, Fudayl ibn Ayyad says. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَلَّا يَلْهُ مَعَ مَنْ يَلْهُ وَلَا يَلْغُ مَعَ مَنْ يَلْغُ وَلَا يَسْهُ مَعَ مَنْ يَسْهُ. I wish you can understand this. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ تَعْظِيمًا لِحَقِّ الْقُرْآنِ. These are the words of Fudayl ibn Ayyad. He said, حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ حَامِلُ رَأْيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The one carrying the Quran, he's carrying the banner of Islam. Then he said, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَلَّا يَلْغُوا مَعَ مَنْ يَلْغُوا وَلَا يَسْهُوا مَعَ. He can't involve himself in the trivial and futile actions of others. So he also started following commentary since when? He's leading the commentary. The riwayat of Hayat al-Sahaba in Kitab al-Ilm, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walks into a masjid, one person sitting there. And all around him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who is this? They said, Allama. This is an Allama. Isma Mubalagha Sega. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, woman il Allama. What does Allama mean now? In Hayatu Sahaba, in Kitabul Ilam, this is there. So they said, O Nabi of Allah, he knows the lineage of the Arabs. And he knows all the poetry. And he knows this art and that skill. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. This is knowledge which won't benefit you and ignorance which won't harm you. If you don't know who won, so what? And if you know who won, so what? In fact, if you know, it's worse. هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ. And then, we challenge in you. Who's we and who's you? He is oblivious of your existence. Never mind knowing you as, he doesn't know you exist. And we're playing you guys tonight. Look at the terminology of the passion and the bond behind it. La yambaghi lihamil al-Quran. Where is the talent of this ummah going? Where is the skills of this ummah going? When Nabi Sassam seen that young boy reading Quran, Nabi Sassam said, Laqad abkayta al-malaika. Come here, boy. Even the malaika were crying the way you read Quran. Even the malaika were crying. You in your young voice at this age reading Quran, even the malaika were crying. Allah be my witness. At times I cannot resist myself when I see young boys blasting the music. I just cannot hold it in myself. I have to go to the brother and politely tell him, you know what, for Allah's sake, I ask you, you're doing a wrong, have that amount of fear, that to do it discreetly. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول. Allah will forgive everyone but those who sin openly. So, in the life of a Hafiz, there shouldn't be the entertainment of others. Now, if you see, Imam Raghib has explained the definition of entertainment. There shouldn't be entertainment. Then there shouldn't be the mistakes of others. He's a Hafiz of the Quran. It doesn't befit him. It doesn't behove him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ya hamlat al-ilm, ya hamlat al-ilm, i'malu bihi, fa'inna al-alima man amila bima alima, wa wafaqa ilmahu amaluhu. وسيكون أقوام يحملون العلم لا يجاوز تراقيهم يجلسون حلقا يباهي بعضهم بعضا حتى أن الرجل ليغضب على جليسه أن يجلس إلى غيره ويدعه أولئك لا تصعد أعمالهم في مجالسهم تلك إلى الله تعالى. What deep words of Sayyidina Ali. He said, O people carrying this knowledge of deen, look after it. Look after this Quran that Allah has given you. فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ. A scholar is one in whose knowledge and actions there's harmony. There is harmony between the two. And وَوَافَقَ عِلْمَهُ عَمَلَهُ وَسَيَكُونُ أَقْوَامٌ. Let me forewarn you and remind you that there will be an era where people will come, يَحْمِلُونَ الْعِلْمَ. They will acquire this knowledge. لَا يُجَاوِزُ تَرَاقِيَهُمْ. That knowledge won't go beyond their collarbone. يُخَالِفُ عَمَلُهُمْ عِلْمَهُمْ وَتُخَالِفُ عَلَانِيَتُهُمْ سَرِيرَتَهُمْ. Their internal will contradict their external. Their actions will contradict their statements. And then they will sit down in gatherings and boast. How I read, how I speak. How I advocate, how I encourage. And حَتَّى أَنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَغْضَبُ عَلَى جَلِيسِهِ. A person will become offended. Someone comes in his gathering, sits in his discourses, and then he goes and sits in the gathering of someone else. He will get offended that this man left my gathering. He's insulted me. Although he will go and learn somewhere else, he'll feel offended about that. He'll snub that person. Sayyidina Ali says, these are those people whose actions do not go beyond that gathering. Never mind come close to Allah. They will sit, they will discuss, they will impart, they will disseminate. They will do everything, but nothing will reach Allah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He make us amongst those huffaz who preserve and honor this great amanah that Allah has privileged us with. And congratulations to the parents. I know of one sister. She, like we, Maulana made tribute to the sisters. She told her husband, she said, on the day of Qiyamah, you getting no crown and I'm getting two. On the day of Qiyamah, you getting no crown and I'm getting two. Because I made all the effort. I made all the effort. Wallahi, it's the efforts of the parents. When I look in my life, and it's very emotional when I speak of this, it is because of the du'as of our parents. It is the... There's no reason. In fact, there's 1,000 reasons that I shouldn't be sitting here. But it is the du'a of our parents. It is the du'a of our parents that has brought us here. May Allah Ta'ala reward them and all other parents that are equally passionate and ambitious to see this day. Allah show them the day before their eyes close. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, as we are familiar of the ijtima that is coming up, I know of one brother who was on his way to Sun City and he stopped to perform Jummah Salah at the ijtima. Just en route, he said, I'll make Jummah. The effort, the qurbani, the dua, his life changed. From there, he went out in the path of Allah, and that was the end of gambling in his life. So once salah at the ijtima, the implications, the benefits can be great. So as we know, inshallah, the ijtima will be taking place in Chatsworth on the 16th, 17th and 18th. That is basically Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And that Friday being youth day, being a public holiday, the best time we can spend it is in the path of Allah. So let us make dua for the success of the ijtima and encourage and exhort our youth and one and all to attend, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم تقبل منا ختم القرآن وتجاوز عنا ما كان فيه من خطأ أو نسيان وما كان فيه من تحريف أو تغيير أو زيادة أو نقصان اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.